a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
41 degrees.
Your biggest delays are northbound I-15 in Utah County due to a hay spill. I'm Heather Kelly.
We're following a developing story on Utah's economy. A monthly jobs report was just released, and the Beehive State continues to add jobs.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the new numbers. Mary?
Amanda, Utah's unemployment rate dropped in September to reach 2.7%. It's lower than the national rate and down 0.1 percentage point. Nate McDonald of the Department of Workforce Services just joined us live to talk about the hottest areas.
We know from our health industry that they're screaming for nurses, therapists, very professional level jobs, IT with software engineering.
Manufacturing, construction also booming. McDonald says the diversity of Utah's economy is leading to this strength. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Inland Port Authority has gotten another earful from protesters in a public meeting at the state capitol yesterday. Activist Clark Clements laid out some of their objections to the project in Northwest Salt Lake.
We don't have any kind of plan that we can assess, any kind of environmental impact statement or health assessment, and we don't know exactly what industries they're planning on putting out there.
The Port Authority representatives say they're just starting the planning process and nothing's been settled. Some protesters were removed for blowing on whistles during the meeting in an attempt to drown out board members who were speaking.
Hey, so weather now with Grant Wayman. The skies may look like yesterday, but don't be fooled. It's going to be much colder today.
Our highs today are going to be some 20 degrees colder than yesterday. So a big drop there thanks to the front. And we've got an even stronger storm coming in for the weekend. Folks can anticipate a lot of rain on most of Saturday, especially into the afternoon. Temperatures are going to hold in the 50s, so it's pretty cool. And then it gets even colder. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see that snow level dropping.
Grant says the mountains could get 8 to 12 inches of snow. And while it's not expected to be a lot, we could have a skiff of snow on the valley floor by Sunday evening.
A recent study finds that fewer Americans report a religious affiliation. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Tim, new data coming from the Pew Research Center shows that not only is the portion of Americans with no religious affiliation rising, but there's also a sharp drop in the percentage that identifies as Christian. They say data collected over the last 2 years shows that 65% of American adults identify as Christian. That's down about 10% from just 10 years ago. In contrast, the portion identifying as atheist or nothing in particular is up about 10% over that same time. Now, with it in mind, it's not too surprising that the number of people attending religious service regularly is also down about 7% in the past decade. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A critic of a U.S. withdrawal supports the ceasefire in Syria. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the ceasefire announced along the Syrian-Turkish border yesterday is not holding. Reports of shelling and gunfire in one border town today. Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the U.S. troop withdrawal that led to the Turkish invasion, but welcomes a ceasefire.
The goal is still the same, to get Turkey out of Syria.
Syrian Kurds now are blaming Turkey for violating the ceasefire on its first day. The White House is backtracking comments by Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney suggesting the administration withheld military aid to Ukraine, pressing them to investigate the Bidens.
I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
He claims his comments are misconstrued, that the administration is pushing for Ukraine to combat corruption. The son of notorious Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman was set free by federal troops in Sinaloa State after they were outnumbered by cartel gunmen in a fierce battle. Ovidio Guzman was taken into custody on drug charges leading to the attack, reportedly killing two people. And a small earthquake hit the city of Compton, rattling the Los Angeles area just after midnight. The 3.7 quake credited to the Newport-Inglewood Fault, which fractured in 1933, and that killed 120 people then. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.